AT&T is in talks to acquire Time Warner, according to a report from today's Wall Street Journal. The deal is pretty far along. It could happen as early as this weekend, and if it does, it would merge AT&T's wireless and TV services with Time Warner's treasure trove of networks, including CNN, HBO, and Warner Brothers. It would be the biggest media telecom merger since Comcast bought NBC Universal 5 years ago. Mike Regan is a columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. Mike, AT&T is pursuing Time Warner. What does AT&T want from the deal aside from the chance to get even bigger?
Well, AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson has basically been looking to transform and expand the phone company into a more diversified company. And media and entertainment is seen as sort of a natural fit, not just for AT&T, but for other big companies. And Bloomberg is reporting that this deal is sort of being rushed because AT&T is hoping to get it done by Monday because there's a concern that other big buyers like Alphabet, which is the parent of Google, or Apple could even jump in and snatch up Time Warner. So they're hoping to get this deal done soon.
AT&T, and that is really soon. AT&T bought DirecTV last year. It's reportedly planning to launch a video service this year, something akin to Hulu and Netflix. Could you, though, put this in an even broader context? How common it is for a company like AT&T offering wireless and broadband and phone services to merge with a media company? You said it's kind of a natural thing. Why?
Well, I think there's a lot of business sense to combine the companies that produce video and other digital content with those that actually distribute it, like AT&T.
But they're kind of two different things.
They are, but there is, you know, sort of this natural fit that if you're going to be distributing content, you might as well be profiting from actually creating it, too. And as you pointed out, you know, the Comcast for NBC Universal was a very similar idea. And AT&T's biggest rival, Verizon, has recently bought AOL and the Huffington Post and Yahoo, all for sort of the same reasons, to get the content creation and the distribution businesses all under one roof.
It has to go through regulators, of course. Regulators killed AT&T's bid to buy T-Mobile 5 years ago. What are they going to be looking at this time around when they make their decision?
Yeah, well, obviously AT&T would have a hard time buying another big phone company, as it found out with T-Mobile, because of the monopoly concerns. But this type of deal actually allows them to expand vastly without really creating a monopoly in any one single line of business. But that said, I'm sure regulators will take a look at it from every possible angle to figure out what ramifications there are and if there is any reason to put up a block for it.
And, of course, cost to the consumers is an issue. Mergers mean less competition. That usually means higher prices. What would a potential merger mean for the consumer?
Well, it brings up a lot of intriguing possibility. AT&T owns DirecTV, so it does make you wonder if they could possibly try to bundle Time Warner's TV and movie content into the DirecTV package to make it more attractive to consumers, much like it did with the NFL. So it'll be interesting to see what their strategy really is going forward now that they have this sort of diverse set of businesses all under one roof.
Well, it sounds like we're going to find out pretty soon then.
We'll see. We'll see. Check back on Monday.
Mike Regan, columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. Nice to speak with you, Mike.
You too, Lisa. Thank you.